This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Secret documents show EPA dismissed concerns about the WOTUS rule. Just when it seems EPA's handling of the waters of the U.S. rule couldn't be more suspect, secret documents have come to light that show the process may be even worse than we thought. Senator Jim Inhofe, chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee, asked the Corps of Engineers to provide documents that come to his attention concerning the EPA's and Corps' development of the rule. The Corps provided the documents, but asked that they be kept from public view. Evidently, they show that Corps staff had questions about the validity of EPA's economic analysis and the rule's unworkability due to lack of clarity concerning what waters were to be regulated. The documents also show that staff's concerns, even those based on the view that the rule didn't go as far as they would like, were ignored or overridden. Chairman Inhofe remarked that while the rule was purportedly a joint effort of EPA and the Corps, it appears that the Corps was cut out of the process. In other words, this was EPA's show, and political officials in the administration were determined to push the rule through over objections by agency staff, not to mention the objections of thousands of farmers and other landowners, other regulated sectors, and state and local governments. The documents reveal a dysfunctional process, and they show that an ends justifies the means mentality prevailed at EPA. Unfortunately, this isn't very surprising. All of this seems to validate much of what we have been saying about the serious flaws in EPA's economic analysis and about how difficult it is for anyone, including apparently the Corps, to know what is a water and which waters are regulated under the rule. The fact that these documents exist and that the Corps has asked the committee to keep them hidden from the public begs the question, what else is out there? What other internal agency documents might reveal what's behind the flawed economic analysis or other factors that shape the rule? What EPA documents have not been revealed that would shed light on how the agency made decisions and whether it genuinely considered the public's concerns? It's time for some transparency. Heavy flooding and poor growing conditions in Illinois this year are leading to problems for farmers. Fortunately, state officials are looking into providing some assistance to farmers, and the federal government may offer low-interest loans. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert said that conditions vary, but no part of the state has escaped weather problems this year. This has been the most challenging spring Giebert has seen in his 40 years of farming. The situations farmers are facing have been extremely difficult, but most are still optimistic and looking forward to next year. At the National Agriculture in the Classroom Conference in Louisville, Kentucky, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture reached more than 450 educators. Foundation staff hosted workshops, exhibited at a trade show, and met one-on-one with teachers who incorporate agriculture into their classrooms. The foundation provided 10 scholarships through the White Reinhardt Fund for teachers and volunteer educators to attend the conference. The Environmental Protection Agency recently announced in the Federal Register that it is extending by 30 days the period for public comment on its document, Risk Management Approach to Identifying Options for Protecting the Monarch Butterfly. The new comment deadline is August 24th. How the EPA acts to protect the monarch butterfly or promote milkweed habitat could affect farming and ranching in a number of states. Reports of drastic declines in monarch butterfly population and milkweed habitat, on which the butterfly depends, have led to calls for increased federal action to protect the flying insect. AFBF will be filing comments to the docket. Agriculture relies on affordable energy to stay competitive. The cost of crude oil and natural gas directly impacts farmers' ability to maintain a healthy bottom line, driving the costs of necessary expenditures like diesel fuel, irrigation, fertilizer, lubricants, and more. Comprehensive improvements to the freight network in the upper Midwest are needed. Rail carriers have responded well to the recent breakdown in service, devoting ample resources and energy to improving capacity and reducing delay. But in order to make the most of our newfound energy resources without compromising the competitiveness of our agricultural sector, improved transportation infrastructure devoted to energy is essential. Pipelines are an essential part of that equation. Thrive, the first soil and sustainability-focused game offered on My American Farm, has been released by the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. Thrive is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM-based, and is aligned to follow several next-generation science standards. The game targets 3rd to 5th grade students. Through interaction with Thrive, players will gain an understanding of how farmers and ranchers care for the environment, as well as the important tools they use to help soil and water thrive on a farm. Cyclists will travel through a 3-county area of East Central Illinois during the 20th annual Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom Bike Ride. This cross-country style ride, September 7th through 10th, is an annual fundraiser hosted by the IAA Foundation to support the Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom program. The ride has enjoyed a rich history and will conclude its tenure with this year's event. This IAITC bike ride finale year highlights routes through Champaign, Ford, and Vermilion counties with lodging in the Champaign area. Riders can participate for one or multiple days and can choose from routes that run approximately 40 or 80 miles. Vehicle road support and safely scouted, marked routes are planned. Participation is flexible. Desired riding speed averages 12 to 15 miles per hour. Along the bike routes, cyclists stop at schools where fun, interactive student assemblies are held. Cyclists and IAITC staff and volunteers tell students the important story of agriculture. Equally important, students are reminded about bicycle safety from this group of professionals. Evenings are spent experiencing local sites, family farms, and hearty meals. The IAA Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event, with registration discounts for riders who raise funds for IAITC. Raising $1,000 or more earns a free full ride. Raising $500 earns a 50% discount on registration and a free book pack. And those who raise $250 receive a 25% discount on registration. More details on event registration and how to raise funds to support your ride are available online at www.iaafoundation.org or by calling Jennifer Smith, Program Manager at the IAA Foundation, at 309-557-2230. IAITC is dedicated to teaching students the role that farmers and agriculture plays in our everyday lives. Participation in events like the IAITC Bike Ride helps raise funds to continue agriculture literacy programs and provide free resources to teachers in the classroom. IAITC is the top funding priority of the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable foundation, which funds educational research and charitable activities that benefit Illinois farm families and agriculture. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.